Welcome back to the number one podcast done in a balcony, When's Lunch. I'm Spencer, and Matheson is once again bailing out because he has a bachelor party or something ridiculous. But I do have, you know him, you love him. He's got fancy fingers. He's got a fantastic afro. His name's Micah, and he plays keys for me. Let's get a little baby round of applause.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, thanks. Hey, you know, I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to be here, you know?
Yeah, and you just said this before we started, but this is your podcast virginity.
This is. I'm losing my podcast virginity. I thought it would never happen.
Live on air, dude.
Some people will get nervous, you know, the longer it's been, they're a little embarrassed about it. But yeah. Me, dude, like, I'm owning it, and I'm happy it's happening.
Parental advisory.
Yeah, for real.
Losing your podcast virginity on air.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back on the balcony for me. Did you know this is the number one podcast done on a balcony in the world?
Is that real? That's yeah. Verified?
Yep. Lucrative wise, fame wise. What'd you say?
Can I say bad words on here?
Fuck no, dude.
Oh shit. Fuck.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You can't fucking say bad words on here.
Fucking idiot, dude.
thanks for coming over today, dude. I'm excited to kind of like dig into leg two of this tour.
Dude, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to talk about it, to relive it a little bit. You know?
Yeah. You know what you're the most excited about? What? Putting that mic closer to your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're the most excited.
You want me to get right up in here?
Oh, God, dude, you're peeking.
Oh, shit.
No, you're fine. Yeah, so we on the last episode, we covered all the way up from San Fran to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And we're picking up in Dallas. But before we start, I'm curious as to how you feel. Because we both had a similar after tour thing where we finish, you're back for like a few days, and then you go travel for a couple weeks, and then you come back.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Dude, I feel good. Like, I feel like after tour, like, you're getting so many on tour, you get so many regular hits of like dopamine and like validation and like just like
too many.
Yeah, like it's I just describe tour like a natural drug. Like, it's like insane like how much you're receiving. And like anything, like people say like post concert depression, like, oh, how about post I'm the one playing and it's a whole tour depression. Like, and so it's like super real to like after tour just fucking crash. And I was so busy that I felt like I was escaping it, you know? Like,
come on, dude, exactly.
And then I felt actually this week I finally was like, fuck, like, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm traveling, I'm touring, like, I'm here, I'm not here. And mm-hmm. then finally, like, I had a moment to breathe for a second.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yeah, just like that fucking hair, dude. Snip, snap, snip. But,
no, dude, I like exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I came back and I was telling you that I had a distraction because I had a couple friends in town after mm-hmm. tour, and then
I went. Which is good too.
It was like, really great.
Yeah.
Because I think it could have been worse.
Yeah.
And then I went and traveled for a few weeks, and then I got back. And I've been back here for a week, and yeah, like this week I was like, oof.
Yeah.
What's that bummed out feeling that I'm feeling?
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening to me?
Yeah, because I was like, come on, that was a while ago. Aren't we past that? Didn't we get to skip that?
No, we don't get to skip the PCD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing. And I see fans on Twitter talking about it all the time. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like just talking about the night of the, like, after the show. Like, I would see like, well, there's the post-concert depression hitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's crazy. After 25 shows, like,
yeah,
it's going to hit even harder.
Yeah. And it's just, it's a lifestyle change. It's such a dramatic lifestyle change.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's the most, you said it right. Like, it's, like, nonstop dopamine every single night, probably too much. And then we have this overload where you've never had, you have that like once a year, maybe twice a year if you're lucky. And then all of a sudden, you just.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's just like quiet. Right back to like, you're off the bus, you're not playing shows, your daily routine is so different. And it's just like, oh, damn.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. But I wouldn't change that for the world. I
wouldn't. Oh, hell no.
You know what I mean? It's all worth it.
Oh, it's so worth it. I mean, that's like how you know it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like, if anybody doesn't know Micah, obviously he plays piano and he does it wonderfully and he's a fantastic guy and you've seen him in the vlogs and everything. But when I like to describe you to people, I say any chance that he gets, he goes and lays on his stomach in grass,
yeah,
with a book or like a journal.
That's right.
And we would just see you from the bus just like sitting in all these like nature places, even places that don't like we would be in Las Cruces, Mexico, New Mexico, and you were just like leaned out on like a rock mountain.
Dude, yeah.
I was like, what the dude, hell?
Yeah.
That was early on too, and I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, dude, no, honestly, and it's funny because I like to describe myself with the most love and the most positive way. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bug. I like being in grass, yeah, doing bug things, you know?
You and are like kind of buggy.
I am a little bug.
Yeah.
And then I was like on tour, I was like, okay, like, you know, like meeting all these guys, we're getting to know each other, like, it's gonna be great, but I'm like, I am gonna find that fucking grass though.
And you
like,
found it every
dude,
city.
I found it, dude. It's important. It actually is so important. Like when you're in the bus 24/7 and like it can become almost monotonous, which is crazy because it's like tour is not like that at all. But you like you need some time. Like dude, Matheson would like stick his head out the window and I'm like, yeah, bro.
So oh, it feels so
sometimes
good.
You just gotta get some fresh air.
Well, you get that you get what I like to call bus fog, where
bus fog?
It's on our days off when we have those like 10-hour drives.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd be like on the bus for like 6 hours, and then Dakota would pull over, we'd go get gas, and we'd walk outside. And it feels kind of like you're high when you walk off the bus. You're like,
oh yeah.
Whoa.
Oh dude, oh, I saw it from you. I knew when you were starting to feel high from the bus, you were getting fucking crazy.
How could you tell?
Dude, you would just start getting crazy. We'd be like fucking, like everyone would be like chilling, watching TV, and you'd like be mostly naked, like jumping on people,
that's
being
me.
Like, what's going on? What's up?
That's bus fog.
Like, I was like, oh, yes. Yeah, that's bus fog. That's a good way to describe it.
What, mostly naked, jumping on people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Spencer's way that he copes with bus fog.
That's my calling card.
Yeah.
When I'm excited or sad.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very versatile.
Yeah. But nonetheless, it's good. It's good to like look forward to hopefully, I mean, definitely the next tour and like,
oh, yeah,
start
dude.
Planning for that.
Yeah, and it's also funny because as I'm like sitting here like talking about like bus fog and like all that stuff, I'm like, it really is what makes it beautiful.
Mm, yeah,
you know, it's sort of like, no, well,
no, say it, dude, say.
Oh, yeah,
it.
I was gonna say like, we both grew up in Ohio, right?
And we both grew up there.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we both grew up there.
We both grew up.
Oh, well.
Well, that's one letter off from being problematic. We grooned.
Yeah.
Listen up.
Yeah. And, like, dude, when I grew up, I'm sure the same as you, there's fucking, like, nothing to do. You just, like, yeah, go to a park and you go to the mall and you drive around. And, like, that is what makes it fucking beautiful. Those, like, little things that aren't necessarily from the outside the most beautiful. Like, things that could almost be negative, like, that's what makes things beautiful.
You remember when you first got your license and, like, just driving was, like, a... What are you doing tonight? I'm driving.
Next 2 hours, bro, don't talk to me. I got my fucking music on. I'm going as fast as I can.
Where are you going?
Safely.
Around
safely, of course.
The neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like, I did that.
No,
I drove around, like, the like, street that I live on, like, 6 times one time, and I was just... It was just, like, everything to me.
Dude, yeah.
While I played something.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, hey, bro, like, I'm gonna come pick you up. Like, oh, what are we doing? No, I'm just gonna come pick you
we're
up.
We're just gonna
like,
go to fucking Circle K and buy a slushie and sit on the hood of our car.
Yeah, dude. For me, that was Speedway. Not Circle K, but the Speedway slushies.
There is a Speedway close to me, too, yeah.
Ooh.
That's actually... Speedway is how I got started on coffee.
You know, like I thought you were gonna say started on music. It was a whole
started on meth.
Oh yeah, that too.
Speedway's how I got started in music.
Yeah.
No, it's they had like the machine with like the s'mores latte and the Hershey's. You know, the like the latte machine.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't mess with the coffee there. I'm happy that you do, but I can't say that I know what you're talking about.
Well, that's how I got started with sugary drinks. Also,
okay, yeah, good.
Dakota's calling me right now.
Oh yes, Dakota. Dude, and he was just on.
Coda Bear, you're on the podcast.
Yo, what is good, brother?
What's up, Coda?
How is the family doing? God, it's great to hear y'all's voice.
We're good, dude. It's me and Micah. We're we're recording an episode of When's Lunch, and I'm glad that you just called because you can be on the cast.
Oh, I'm on When's Lunch?
Yeah, dude, you know you are.
Oh, what is up, the When's Lunch family? Thank you guys for tuning in and saying what's good to the boys.
Where are you?
Right now I'm in Detroit.
Ooh.
Yeah, back in Detroit.
Do you feel safe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. in this part of Detroit.
Okay, yeah, not in the part that we were in.
I feel like where we were wasn't, like, super sketchy. I've definitely seen some, like, really sketchy places, but...
No, it wasn't really sketchy. The reason I make that joke is because next to the venue there's a strip club that at night gets really, really sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I've never been inside or anything.
I just heard about it.
We didn't
just
go
heard.
Inside.
Dude, we were just, like, literally talking about how we're... I know you're on the road right now, but, like, how we were feeling after tour. We both kind of had, like, the same thing where we had a distraction and then traveled, which was more of a distraction, then came back and it just, like, the post-tour depression just hit us. How you feeling after the best tour ever?
So I've been just constantly reminiscing on that tour. That tour has such a special spot in my heart, and I know it also has a special spot in all of y'all's hearts too. Just because, like, I mean, I feel like we really had the dream team. Every single person that came out there was just alive and so excited. They, you know, it's kind of the same thing. I forgot what show I was talking to you about this, but it was like they were present. Like, they weren't just there.
Yeah.
They were also present.
Yeah, I had never witnessed crowds like that before, which is really cool, but... Yeah, dude, we would come off stage and we'd just be like, what were they on, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Especially, what was it, Salt Lake City?
Oh, man.
I remember every one of us. Like, I'm not even on the stage, and I'm walking away from that stage just flustered at how magical the night was.
Yeah, that was... Have you been reliving, like, through the vlogs and stuff? Oh, yeah.
Like, all the countless videos that I have on the phone and can't show to many people because there's a lot of really funny stuff on there. And then, of course, you know, the tour vlog videos.
Yeah, for everybody knew this, but Dakota, not only did he drive, but he also was a merch manager. He was the VIP manager, and he was also unofficially security. Unofficially official.
You know? Just there for the boys, just there for the team. That's the most important part. You actually said it perfectly, but steady working, baby. That's how we do it.
Steady working. How you doing today? Just working, having a good time.
Hell yeah, same as right now. You know, I'm doing a show right now, just steady working. I had literally the perfect amount of time to catch a phone call with you.
Oh, this has been great, dude.
Super stoked.
Tell I know you're out with Keaton and the boys. Tell Keaton we say hey.
Yeah, man.
We love them.
Oh man, they've been rocking it. And funny enough, I've been seeing a lot of your fan base coming out to the shows too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's been really cool being able to you know, reconnect with them, because yeah, you get to see these faces all across the country. And just the more that you run into the people, the more you're like, all right, what's up, homie? What's up? It's been a while. Yeah,
dude, it's really so cool, too, because, like, I'll brag on my fans, too. They're so fucking chill. Like, they're so cool and, like, want to just be friends. And I've just really realized that over the last couple of years. It's been really cool. Like, I'm just lucky that I have them.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, go get back to work. We love you.
Love you, dude.
Love you guys. I'll get to chit-chatting with you soon, Spence. And, Mike, I miss you, brother. I hope
miss you, dude.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
And When's Lunch, the greatest podcast on this earth?
Well,
Remember it.
It's the number one podcast on the balcony, but, you know.
it's semantic.
To him, his own.
Yeah, you know, it's not just the greatest podcast ever.
Most money.
all streaming services and all platforms that you can check out. Yeah, it's
It makes the most money, but we'll just we don't have to talk about money, but it makes the most money, so it's fine.
Yeah, we don't have to go that deep.
Yeah,
all right, gents, I love you guys.
Love you, dude.
Love you, dude.
Later.
Bye. I hate that guy so much. Oh, dude, so good to hear Coda Bear's
voice.
Dude,
what a great guy. It makes me so happy that he's on that tour with Keaton and them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if he's on the road with somebody, they're taken care of. And then vice versa. Like, I feel like he's on the road with Keaton, Keaton will take care of him. And
yeah.
Yeah, we got a good crew.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just really nice. Like, and even what he was saying about, like, seeing the same people who write your shows as Keaton shows, it's like that and Dakota, like, going on tour with us, going on tour with Keaton, it's just like it really is community making, you know. It's like we're all
starting a cult.
Yeah dude. Yeah, in the woods in Indiana. You can meet me there, send me for the address, and we'll
send me your address and I will send you the cult invite.
Yeah
Evite.
Cult Evite,
I'll send you that. Dude, let's start going through the shows.
Dude, yeah, man. Oh, my God.
All right, so first up, we got...
Dude, I might cry, dude. I might get nostalgic up in here.
First up, we got Dallas, Texas. Home of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I will say.
It's true.
I flew in and my arms were, you know, where they were tired, but...
Dude, they were tired.
Yeah, they were tired.
Yeah. You flew that plane, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shit.
I have a little bit of history with this House of Blues because I've opened there twice. Once I opened the big venue, once I opened in the little side venue.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of those venues on this tour. Like, I know I kept saying it.
I was going to say, I heard you say it a few times, and I was like, that is so wild. Like,
it's a wild... There's the Spirit Airlines flyover sponsor of the day. Also, this episode is brought to you by Tequila Comos. Honestly, first time you tried it was on tour, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I loved it.
It's the smoothest tequila.
It actually is really good.
We had all the bottles, I woke up feeling like I slept 12 hours. I never felt hungover once.
Yeah.
Also,
I can say the same.
Right? It's so smooth, so good.
It is really smooth.
Get Tequila Comos, the official tequila of Wins Lunch and just everything me. back to the show. Yeah, so there's a lot of those venues.
Yeah.
Which is a wild... Yeah, it's like a wild thing to witness because you're there. I was there in 2018, 19, and then I get to come back a few years later, and then it was my show. And like, I remember I didn't recognize a lot of the green rooms because I was always in the hallway or the small one.
Yeah, yeah. Paying your dues.
Yeah, which was so fun.
Yeah.
Love paying my dues.
Yeah.
Really, like, nice to see the fruits of your labors, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was originally for sale in the small room, and then that sold out.
Oh, really?
So we went up to the big one. The big one is big, so I got...
Yeah.
I was a little bit nervous, and Dallas came through.
Dude, Dallas came through.
I wore my pink pinstripe jumpsuit.
And you know what? You looked pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, you see the backside of me, so I'm looking real pretty. That shit don't play. That shit...
Bussin'. Oh, yeah.
And bussin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you gearing up. I thought it was going to be a fat bussin'.
No, but it could be. You saw me doing the...
Yeah. Bussin'. Yeah, that's what I was wanting.
That's cool, dude. I was bussin', man. So I'm on stage bussin'. No, but I just like... I loved everything about that venue. I love House of Blues because they always have fantastic catering. Like, it's always so good. And there's so much damn food. And... I love the green room because there's like a little window. You can look out and see the crowd.
Dude, oh my, that was so fun. You know what was crazy about that is that when we looked out, like, in my mind, I'm like, we're all the way up here. Like, people don't know we're up here. We're also, like, dude, you would, the blinds would be closed and we'd open it for a second, 20 eyes. Oh, yeah, I was like, oh my God. Like,
and then we airdropped a photo of me looking out the window. To like a bunch of fans. Dude. Caden just airdropped to like 50 people.
But it was so cool to see that because it was like to see how like people were fucking like they weren't just there to like see a show. They were like they were there.
There's
you know
no
what I mean?
Passive crowds.
Yeah, it's so which
whenever
is
I perform
so
for
special.
A passive crowd, I know you had to have. Like if you do music, you played for a passive crowd. It's fine. They don't it's not a hateful crowd.
Yeah.
It's just different than that.
Yeah.
Like they were like every single person was so dialed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember the catering being good. I remember the green room was great.
The food was fire.
The food was so good.
They had it in the little outside section.
Yep.
They had like a... They really took care of us.
Yeah, they did.
They had like... I feel like it was like fajitas or something.
They had... Yeah, something like that. It was something like
they had
that.
Some and then
they
had desserts too.
Dude, if a venue puts like a personalized thing for me, like uses my song lyric or something and like on like
what
cake
did,
or anything...
Did they do that?
Yeah, they did it for my song Fine. They're like... So, if you ask me how I'm doing, we'll say fine because you're here or something.
Nice.
I
was yeah.
like, this is fucking yeah. like that goes so far,
dude. It goes so far. It's the little things. And shout out House of Blues Dallas. Shout out all House of Blues, because like they all the House of Blues we were in, it really was like just those little things that are small
yeah.
but make such a difference. Like
the Elvis vinyl and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. I almost like cried. That's how like intense it was.
Dude, I like couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my god, this is like,
I guess that's just the next level of venues. And
yeah,
and shout out to like yeah House of Blues in particular. That's
yeah
just
House
so,
of Blues always comes through.
Always comes through. The yeah. show was so great. The crowd was yeah. wild.
Yeah.
What top maybe top five crowd on
was
the
tour. Was that the first House of Blues on
no
this
San
run?
Diego was
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Also a great crowd.
Yeah. And San Diego, I remember that was like, I feel like I had so much. The first three or five sort of blended together for me because it was just like tour
yeah,
excitement.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it was like...
You're starting to like get your surroundings and...
Yeah.
I bet I know when you started like...
You think
gelling
you know?
In. I do. I think it was Austin, Texas.
Okay. Why do you think... I mean...
I don't know why.
You
I,
just felt... You could feel it.
Yeah, maybe. Or it
yeah.
could have been earlier than that.
No, I think that's pretty...
Maybe... No. Sorry, it was El Paso. El Paso was where we were just like, we went out. El Paso had the, we've already talked about the show, but you go out and there's like a field in the back to get to the.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one that you.
Dude, yeah.
That's the one that I was like, yeah, we're really fucking doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I was comfy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so three shows in.
Yeah.
Four shows in.
Yeah, and then support. Austin, I had like a couple homies at that show.
Yeah.
So it was also like having.
God, you were so drunk after Austin.
Dude, yeah, I know.
I remember talking to you and I was like, oh, your lights are on, but there's nobody home.
Dude, I remember the next morning we were walking to Walmart. We'd parked. And dude, and I remember because like I had not really gotten drunk on tour yet. I had been like drinking, but like it's been chill, like whatever. But I wasn't like drunk. I wasn't like going out getting drunk.
Yeah.
And then we
because we really don't have a lot of time to do that.
No. Yeah.
We're always driving after the show, or like, or we just want to like, we always want to like hang with our crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember that Austin was the first show that we did go to some bars afterwards.
Yeah.
And so I was like, tonight's the night. Like, let's fucking go.
You've already
and,
made it up in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you were like, I'm going to Walmart. I'm gonna get something. I was like, yeah, I'll walk with you. You were walking. And you said something, you were like, yeah, dude, like, last night was so fun. Like, you were so drunk. And I was like, yeah, I was. And you were like, you remember, like, what we were talking about? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, And you were like, I was like, when we were all, I said something, like, when we were all together. And you're like, no, like, just me and you. And I was like, oh, this is my nightmare.
And
I was like,
I kissed.
I was like, I was so drunk. I was like,
We did kiss on tour.
We did kiss on tour.
What show was that? It was probably in that. Stretch right there.
No, you know what it was? No, it was towards the end. It was.
I remember.
I remember it clearly.
I've been replaying it in my head.
It was the show. I can't remember where it was, but Hoodie Allen was
New York.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that show, dude, because it gets crazy
as
the tour goes on.
But anyways, yeah, I just remember you being like, we just had a great moment, and I was like. Yeah, you were just talking about like how much fun you were having and how excited you were to be
here.
It was
great, dude.
It was great, and I was like, yes.
You know what's really great is to figure out what kind of drunk someone is. Because I have this theory that 50% of people that drink should not drink alcohol ever. Because I see
I know what you
tell
mean.
By the way they walk. It's either there's three kinds of drunks ish.
Sure. Let's get into it.
There is the aggressive drunk.
Like dudes trying to fight. Yeah.
So there's four drunks.
Okay.
Aggressive.
Okay.
Dude's trying to fight. Nobody's fucking home in their
Nobody's
eyes.
Nobody's
Everybody
home,
who
yeah.
even comes close to them. There is the creepy drunk.
Ooh, no good.
There is the sad drunk.
Yeah, classic.
And there's the happy, excited drunk.
Let's go. That's
you
what
are
I,
a happy, excited
dude,
drunk. Like,
it,
by far.
Dude,
by
it's
far.
So great. It's so great, man. It's good to know, too.
And those are probably ranked in order. You'd think that the creepy would be the worst, but aggressive is the worst, dude.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Oh, fucks me up. Like, yeah. It will ruin my night. I will go home. I've done it before. I've been like, I'm Ubering home right now.
Dude, yeah. And then, yeah.
Well. That's the dog strangulation of the week. Yeah. Harriet's totally. Fine. That's
yeah.
enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not enough.
Did you say he's not enough?
No, I said he's had enough.
He's not enough.
I said he's had enough.
No, shout out dogs, dude.
Yeah, shout out dogs for real, though, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude, shout him out for real.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, dude, Austin was nice. Austin was, like, kind of a let loose, sort of like.
It was.
We're in our flow, you know?
We were in our flow by then, yeah. Yeah. I had so many friends come to that show, like, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, all my friends from LA that moved to Austin.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting back to Dallas, great,
yeah, Dallas.
Fantastic show, just like real professional venue, you know, just yeah. all that shit just comes into play.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then after the show, I had like a cool moment. I think you guys are still probably packing up. I was flying that next day too, so I went out to the bus to get my bag or whatever, and they had like a divider up, and there was a bunch of fans by the bus, and I was like, this
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
This is crazy. Like this yeah. feels like. The stuff that I would like walk by and go to my Suburban while I watch the headline and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I made sure to really take account of those moments and how special yeah. they are. I just said hi to everyone until, dude, the security always gets mad at me if I like wait, if I stay there too long.
Really?
Yeah, because they're trying to go
home.
Yeah, because
they're like, listen, let's wrap it up. And you're like, these people are like waiting.
I know, I always piss them off, but I will wait literally as long as I can.
Yeah.
Jordan has this thing where he'll actually pick me up and like take me away. Like pick me up and.
Yeah, okay, time to go.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out Dallas. It was so fun.
Show.
The next show, we had a day off, and then the next show was in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And St. Louis is top three for me.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
Top three for me. First of all, God, I have it somewhere. It would take me too long to look what it's called. No, I'm going to fucking do it, dude.
Yeah. I knew as soon as you started saying it, I was like, here, you got to look.
Yeah, you know I was going to do it. So it was at Del Mar Hall. And
yes, Del Mar Hall.
Oh, man. Such a fantastic venue.
Yeah.
In the Del Mar Loop. And they had, there it is already. Oh, I lost it, dude. They had this coffee place that was near, and it was like unbelievable. The coffee was so damn good.
You were on your coffee hunt.
We were.
You guys were buying beans.
Yeah, we were going insane.
Cooking on the bus. God, that was a dangerous game to play. Coffee on the bus.
Coffee near, I gotta find it, dude.
Coffee near Del Mar Hall.
Del Mar. Yeah. It was called Blue. I remember the logo, too. I bought a bag of beans. It was so good. Oh, fuck. I'm not gonna find it, dude.
I gotta find it.
Well, I'm not gonna keep looking, but. Anyway. Oh, there it is. As I'm giving up.
Huh.
Blueprint Coffee.
There you go.
Del Mar Hall.
Oh, I do remember that.
Oh, it was so good. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the day was already off to a good start, and I knew that the show was like 97% sold out.
Yeah.
We had to sell like the final 70 tickets or something. Yeah. And we ended up selling out.
Yeah.
So great. Like, that crowd was insane.
Dude. Yeah.
Insanity.
I remember as soon as I walked into the venue, I was like, yeah.
It was just
like,
yeah,
you could feel the energy. Like, people are going to come in and just fucking...
That and then also like it was a brand new venue and the way like if there's like a side stage where you walk through like off side stage and you can like stand in the wings.
Yeah.
Already love it. All the
totally
house
agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Just comfortable.
It feels like more open, you know?
Yeah, it feels more open. It feels like you're in a theater, like.
Yeah.
Highlight of the evening was the green rooms. How fucking nice they
Dude,
were.
Yeah.
They were so clean.
Yeah.
And some green rooms will be the best green rooms, and they just don't have forks and knives and cups for some reason.
Everything.
You could tell that, like, a touring musician designed that, because there was, I counted, there was 38 outlets.
Damn.
Like, in that center, like, common area. And I think the biggest highlight of the night, other than the fantastic crowd, was we had the fantastic Dean Z, the best Elvis impersonator in the world.
Yeah.
Come out and
in the
song
world
with me.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
And I'm like, okay, so people are going to like, they're going to have to kind of like it. They scream louder for Dean Z than me.
Dude, they.
I was like, chill, Dean.
It was so cool.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And it was cool to like have that element as part of the set. Right.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, like we're getting a little crazy tonight. And not only that, but then like he was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
was.
Like he was so cool and so good. Dude, I remember when he came in. And I was just talking to him and his wife.
Yeah.
Right? And
yes,
I just remember talk to them, and I was like, damn, y'all are cool as like, y'all are for real.
Dude, they're like, such like an attractive couple too.
They
like,
are.
They're just beautiful.
I was like, this, you guys are it.
Yeah.
You know, I could feel it, you know?
They got it, dude.
And so nice.
Oh my
so
God.
So nice, dude.
I mean, like they live in Branson, Missouri, and they drove 4 hours and like spent the night at a hotel just to come to my show.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
And Dean didn't even do full like Elvis jumpsuit. He just kind of wore his regular clothes, which are a little Elvisy in nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just shredded. He didn't even rehearse.
Yeah.
Was like, no, I got it, dude. What key?
Yeah, yeah. You said the song. He was like, yeah, what key? Oh, yeah, I got it.
We were like about to run through. He's like, okay, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, this is what you do.
Yeah, yeah. I also remember that being funny where you were like, we'll run through. And he was like, no, no need. And we were like, well, maybe just for us then.
Maybe
no need for you, but like.
We're nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so fucking cool. I loved how excited. That was the sneeze of the day, if anybody heard that.
That was the sneeze of the day. That was maybe 2 blocks down. That
a lot of people say, hey, what about that background noise on a podcast? It doesn't pick up as much as you think, but when you're the number one podcast done on a balcony, the most lucrative, the hottest.
Most money making too.
Most oh for sure, and that's what lucrative means. But we'll go back and finish the term that we didn't. And if you have a podcast with the fattest ass,
yeah, that's true.
You know, nothing matters, dude.
Yeah,
doesn't even make a dent.
Yeah, it's true.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're in St. Louis. Probably the longest. Like after, tell me. Sometimes the crowd would just kind of keep screaming. Probably the longest time they screamed. And I was like, damn. This is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will always come back to St. Louis. Holy shit. I want to come play that same venue again, honestly.
Yeah, it was a good venue.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out St. Louis for life.
Yeah.
Stayed at a great hotel there called Hotel St. Louis.
Actually.
And the bathroom mirror had a TV in it, and when Caden went in there to shower, he was like...
The bathroom mirror?
Had a TV
in it. There was a TV within the mirror?
Yeah.
Shit.
And Caden was just showering and watching South Park, he said, and he said it was just like so awesome.
Dude,
because
that is fucking awesome, yeah.
Well, that was the thing too, like we talked about
more
last...
TVs in bathrooms, by the way. Yeah, let's
dude,
get that going.
Yeah,
yeah, more TVs in bathrooms. Taking a little dookie. Yeah, TV in the bathroom.
Watch Shark Tank while I'm
are you kidding me?
A pee or a poop or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Whichever. Yeah.
I'm not judging.
Hey, whichever you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Or if you're throwing up,
yeah.
You know. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You never threw up on tour. Did you?
Mm-mm.
Never threw up on tour.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we had to think.
No.
Did anybody throw up on tour?
No. I think Caden pooped outside once, but I don't think Caden.
That's illegal, dude. Shout out Caden. Illegal activity.
Hey, dog. So, yeah, no, I don't think anybody threw up.
Yeah, no, I will literally sit until I am, like, so sick before I throw up. I will force myself. I hate throwing up. I will be like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not, like...
He's the worst.
You know, Keaton is a type that will be like... If he feels like... Actually, to be honest with you, dude, if he, like, drinks too much at night...
Yeah.
He doesn't have to throw up. He'll be like, oh, I don't want to feel like shit in the morning. He'll, like, make himself throw up.
That's what I do.
I can't do that, dude.
Dude, and people say, oh, you threw up. That was a decision. I didn't need to. I know that if I do it, I'm going to feel so much better, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to feel better in the morning. No reason not to. And in that, yeah, that's what I do.
To his own, or to hers own, or to them, their own.
To the, yeah. They all work, yeah. Hey.
We're all in the eternity.
I agree.
Then we're in KC the next day.
Yeah.
Kansas City. And, This is tied with Salt Lake for maybe the best show of the tour, because this was like,
yeah,
fuck, man. I like can't believe this is real. I remember like that was like the most beautiful crowd too. The way the venue was like an old, you know, theater with these like, I wore my gold suit. The theater had like a balcony that was just like rounded, and it was just so old.
Oh my God, dude, that venue was so sick.
The only thing that they could improve a little bit is. And they were working on it because it just got new ownership as the green room.
Oh, dude, I was going to say the stage was so high up.
Oh, but not only that, the stage was like, I was like.
Like loading in was kind of crazy.
Crazy. Also, dude, like that stage could fall.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a little, you know.
Yeah.
It's 900 people just like stacked in there.
Dude, yeah. That show was nuts.
And in the green room, it was fine. It was just like a little cavey down there, but it was fine. Mm-hmm. They had.
another like door that like, you had to like use mm-hmm. like a circle like fucking
yeah like
knob.
Like you were in a submarine or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to describe it to people, yeah. but yeah, and basically like I opened this thing and it was just this like pit, like a whole floor down
of doom,
dirt and rock floor, and then I look at the door and there's fucking bullet holes in it.
Dude, and oh my God, I was like, I forgot about
what's
that.
The story. So dude, after the yeah. show, I talked to the guys and they were the owners, and they were like, "Oh yeah, this was like a, not only was it like a brothel, but it was during Prohibition they had that was like a, it was like a sorry speakeasy, that's what it's called,
yeah,
speakeasy, and they used to do illegal gambling down there, and some guy literally got shot up right there. Isn't that so crazy?
Oh holy shit!
With like a Tommy
man.
Gun,
yo,
I know. I was like, this is haunted for sure.
Yeah, and we're just out there selling banging shows.
I know. I'm out there singing about my sweater, and meanwhile, you know, 90 years ago, someone
that's
was shot up.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
That's funny, because I remember seeing that, and I was like, guys, don't be ridiculous. Like, it's not bullet holes, you know? It's like yeah. one of those things you're like, eh, it's not really, but it really was.
It literally was
it
bullet
literally
holes.
Was bullet holes. Yeah. God, that's scary, dude.
That show was unbelievable. That crowd was yeah. unreal.
Yeah.
So loud.
Yeah.
Like, piercing. That was yeah. one of the nights where I went back to my hotel and I just like my ears were ringing.
Yeah.
After the first show of the tour, I thought I'm gonna have some hearing damage after this
yeah.
tour.
Oh,
worth it.
Yeah, worth it. Worth it for sure. It's just it's inescapable if you're doing what we're doing. You know, like
dude, for these crowds, for sure.
Yeah, for these. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
You're dude, not getting away.
Yeah. Yeah. There were times that show specifically where like they would be cheering so loud, like maybe in between songs or something. I would take my in-ear monitors out for a second just to like really hear them. I was like, oh my God, like it's like roar, it's like a roar, you know?
Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
Yeah,
it was a wild experience.
Yeah,
and that one was, I mean, that was a crazy string of shows. Dallas, St. Louis, KC. It was just like,
yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah,
this is the show though that I felt a tiny tickle in my chest.
Yeah,
and I feel that all the time, like. And I'm just like, you know, I could have slept my mouth open.
Yeah.
We could just be in Albuquerque because I felt in Albuquerque yeah. and then it went away.
Mm-hmm.
Elevation, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's okay. So the next day we go to Minnesota. Also shout out KC for life. Yeah, you know how much I love them. They know how much I love them.
Yeah.
We go to Minnesota. And I feel a little bit more of a tickle.
No.
And I'm like, oof. That ain't good.
Yeah.
And we go play. So this Minnesota show, what's the name of the venue that we played in St. Paul? Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam Bar and Grill.
Bar and Hall. I wish it was Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
It was like a TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
We would love that.
I think it just had a good ring. Bar and Grill. Yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, Bar and Grill. Maybe lock them
we're
doors.
We're set up in a little corner. We're just like.
Yeah, with like a Fender amp.
Yeah.
Honestly, shout out.
Shout out.
I did that for years.
Yeah.
Felt a little bit more of a tickle. My agent came out to that show, which is cool. That show sold out so fast, and we tried to go up to this place called the Varsity Theater, and it had already been booked.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, because that venue was pretty big too, right?
Yeah, but it was like a low ceiling. It was really deep.
Yeah, yeah. It was really deep. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
But in a perfect world, we would have been at a bigger venue. Yeah. We just like... When we booked this tour, we really like it wasn't supposed to be like that.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah.
So we had to do some like pivoting once. Luckily, we were 5 months out when we announced it, so there were some openings that we moved up, and you know, yeah, that was crazy. But that show was fantastic. That was Dylan Conrique's last show with us,
And it was her birthday, right?
And it was her birthday.
We came out and said happy birthday to her.
We brought her out a little cake. We went out. We sang to her. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then. A bunch of people from her crew got pretty drunk that night.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was their last night.
It was their last night. Yeah. They were just like, and I remember Dylan like was, I remember exactly. She was talking to my agent backstage. She's like, I'm just so, you know, I thought I was going to get sick a couple times and I'm just so glad I didn't get sick in this tour. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there like, I might be getting sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. You're like, yeah, for sure. That would suck if you weren't feeling well.
That'd be crazy. Went to the Mall of America. I love the Mall of America. Yeah. We went to Benihana. And it was fantastic. I had the best time ever. Benihana is so great. I don't love how I feel after.
Oh, but you're not supposed to.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not a place that I ever want to eat at again on tour.
Yeah. You know? You're so good about it too, you know?
Yeah, and like I ate pretty healthy. I had them like not use like a certain oil, and then I had just like literal chicken and rice.
I know, dude, every restaurant we'd go to, no, this is a real thing. Every time, I just want people to know that we would go to restaurants and you would every time be like, hey, I know this is like maybe a little weird, but can I just have just plain ass chicken, plain ass rice? And they were always like, yeah, of course.
Bro, I
so
always...
You were committed.
I always precursed it that way.
Yeah, I know.
Because if I was in LA, no problem. Like, of course.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
They'd be like, yeah. But if I'm in Billings, Montana, exactly. They're like, huh?
Yeah.
Well, don't you want any fried?
Yeah. They're like, don't you want the good stuff? And you're like, no. Unfortunately,
I don't want the good stuff. Yeah, that was a... I don't know. It's just like those heavy sodium meals always sit bad with me.
Yeah.
And I tried to eat really healthy.
You did a good job. At least from my perspective. I was like, really did a good job. I did
the best I ever have on tour.
Oh, really?
I always splurge a little more. Mm. But I'm telling you, dude, I said this in the last episode. Every time I would rip off my shirt at the end of the night, like, it held me accountable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start doing that.
Were you planning on doing that?
No.
Because I remember that somebody gave you that hand... First of all, shout out them.
Oh my God. Dude. They had a reel that went viral with that about that whole situation. Like, give it to me. Yeah. And then, like, I wore it at every single show.
Dude, because it was the first show that you got it, right?
First show I got it in San Fran.
And it was just, like, this random thing that was, like, the first show you got this, like, amazing sweater.
People thought it was part of my wardrobe.
Yeah, no, it was so... I remember when you showed it. You were like, a fan just made this to me and gave it to me. I was like, they made that? Like,
I actually want to... find her on Instagram and maybe see if we can do like a piece for the next tour or something.
That would be sick.
Yeah, because
that would be really cool.
Also, her quality was fucking insane.
No, I know. I couldn't believe that somebody had just made it with their hands.
If you're like, listening to this,
yeah, shout out you.
Shout out you. But also, if someone could send me her at, I'd love to like actually start that process and get something made, because I know it takes a long time to crochet and stuff.
Yeah,
and I could help design it. But yeah, so I got that meet and greet, and then as I got it, I had the idea. I was like, oh, sick. I'm going to, like, come back on stage with that on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I remember that it was just the last chorus of Outer Space, and it was such, like, a pop and break. Yeah. It was just, like, such a cool.
It just is perfect, you know?
It was perfect.
Yeah.
And I just ripped it off. And I remember feeling like I was in a movie when I did that the first time. Because they were like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the cymbals crash.
It was just the perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
And then it was such a hit that I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
It just made sense, and it
and it really was a part of the routine of the show.
Yeah,
like
I started with I had like certain things I was saying, and then halfway through the tour that all washed away, and I just started like fucking talking about throwing stuffed animals to people.
It was funny because I could see like there came a point on tour when I was like, oh, so this is just feeling himself now. Like
yeah
like going just. Yeah.
I mean, that's you with, like, in the flower solo, too. You would just start to let loose. You started the same way, and then you would just kind of, like...
Dude, yeah, that is. I always started the same way, because I was like... This is, yeah, bring me. Yeah, totally. Because I was like, then I know that I'm just... It's a good first step, and then I'll go anywhere from there, you know?
And then didn't we just add 16 bars to everybody's solo near the end of the tour?
Yeah.
It was so much more fun.
Yeah, it was.
And it gave me a vocal break.
Yeah, I remember you being like, I mean, would you guys want to? And I was like... Fuck yeah, I'll solo.
Yeah, it's literally why I'm on stage.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll solo for as long as you want me to.
Well, I guess that's cool. It's like, you get to like flex a little bit on stage and like kind of, and just like in general, have fun and play some weird stuff.
Yeah.
I always love when I see bands do that. Like Bruno Mars lets his band go insane.
Yeah.
He leaves stage.
Yeah.
And they just go crazy.
Dude, I mean, we'd always listen to like James Brown and shit like that before. And he was like, even if it's playing on the records, he's like, can we go to the bridge? Can we go to the bridge? Can I hit him three times? And it's like, it's like, it's so like, just genuine, you know?
Spur of the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, his live stuff was wild like that. He would do the song double time, not even on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
What were we talking about?
Where were we?
We were in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Yeah, the Minneapolis show. Yeah. It was a
great show.
Sick show.
Fantastic show.
I remember walking in there and being like, this is sold out. Like, it's like, it was so deep.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to hear that you guys were.
It sold out in about 2 weeks, I think.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So we really tried to move, but we couldn't. And I think we even tried like the 2,000 cap room, even if we just sold. And like it just still wasn't available. Like the, Minneapolis is just a poppin' city for live music.
It was awesome.
Shout out Minneapolis. We love you.
Shout out for real.
Everybody, I don't even have to say. That's like my first. It's the first city I ever headlined in out of Columbus. Yeah. 7th Street Entry.
Oh, I forgot that. That's really cool.
Little venue. I still love it. I still want to play there someday.
It's so cool. I feel like there's so many cities for you that hold special. Like, you know, it's not just like.
I try to make it that way too.
Yeah.
I like really try to take in everything that the city has to offer vibe wise and like stuff, which is why I think that like, you know, you have this notebook that you write everything in like during the tour, and you try to take in all these like moments and stuff. And like, I have a video notebook essentially because Kaden's filming everything we do, but I also like in my mind, I remember like the coffee spots. I remember like the kind of couch they had in this green room. And I like to take in like everything they have in the city and my favorite skyline in the Midwest and like, So it's really nice to go back to the city and kind of catch that again.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
That like you do have those like really more like longer term, deeper, like I opened in this room 2 times and now I'm headlining. And this was like, it's just like, it's really cool.
And that's a new thing for me, dude, because you know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah.
Because of the last year, that's a brand new thing for me.
Yeah. It was cool to see and being like, damn.
So
like,
cool.
Yeah.
It was cool to watch you. I know you've been on like a tour before, but it was cool to watch you be on one of your first tours.
Yeah.
And like see stuff and like it was cool to see through your eyes because.
Yeah.
Because I still feel that way in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
That was really rad.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of that, the next show's in Chicago, and this one holds, out of every venue on the entire tour, probably the most sentimental value, and I've opened at the most times. I was a first of 5 at the House of Blues, Chicago.
Wow.
I was a first of 4. I was a first of 3. I'm not even sure if I ever did direct support, but I've performed there a lot of times. And that's always been a dream of mine. And one of my biggest goals was... It wasn't even a goal. It was like, it felt unrealistic was to be able to play venues that size on a tour.
Yeah.
And we like literally did that and like filled it up.
Yeah. Filled it up.
That was a nerve wracking. I wanted to play this venue called Lincoln Hall because I was scared about that size of venue. And
you were like, don't go that big. Like, let's just,
I cried about it.
Damn.
But before, like when the tour was being booked, I remember like being in bed, like, and I like had a moment where I cried because I was so nervous. I was so scared.
And yeah, dude. I remember walking in there and being like,
"Oh, it's the most beautiful venue in the world."
Yeah, you got the triple layer balconies. It's gold. It's got this like almost like ancient Greek looking like designs on
columns
the
and
yeah. I was like, "This place is royal."
It is.
Like,
also maybe the biggest green room on the tour. We had 3 green rooms.
Yeah,
with
was
like,
that the one where it was up so many.
Yeah, it was so high, dude.
Oh my god!
But that's
god,
like the load in. They have a lot of people to help load in. They have that giant freight elevator.
Yeah.
So load in's actually not that bad, but walking up to the green room is like,
yeah. So you get to stage, you're like out of breath.
Yeah. That and then I sat my ass on the balcony during the show.
Yeah. Oh
my. And that was
my
sketchy.
God, dude, you freaked me out on that. Yeah. When you went up there for sound check, you were on the balcony. I was like. Don't. I don't think you should do that. He's like, dude.
I was high up, dude.
Yo, you were really. Was anyone like holding you at all?
Dakota had his fingers through my belt loops.
Okay.
Which he had his hands on my hips or.
Oh, his hands
were
on your hips.
There's a security guy with his hand kind of near me. He had his hand in my ass.
Yeah.
Slapping that shit. Come on, fall off.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Sing the note. You're doing great.
he slaps me so hard. It's.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I sounded so good then.
Yeah.
yeah, it was just such like a full circle moment.
Yeah, so cool.
But the negative side of that we're dipping in is after the show I was like, yeah, I'm going to be sick tomorrow. It's going to get bad. And cuz I felt my voice slipping a little bit during that Chicago show. Mm-hmm. I held it together, but I felt it.
And can I just say there were a few times where you were like, I didn't, I didn't feel like my voice sounded great, and like you like have like your own like, you know, feeling. But
yeah,
pretty much I'm gonna say every time that you said that, I was like, bro, still sounded amazing. Like
that's really good to hear, because you get, that's really nice to hear.
Yeah, well, you have obviously such an incredible voice, like truly, truly. Your voice is like, I know you know this, but
what else is good about me?
Yeah, and you're handsome and you're kind, and no, but your voice is so good, and you hold very high standards for yourself.
Yeah,
because like, I mean, that's like why you're so great. But then there are times when it's like, well, if you don't meet that like super high standard, yeah, guess what? It still sounds fucking amazing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, and I think a lot of people, if I never said anything, may not even know the difference. Mm-hmm. But I just want to be like, and I didn't say anything at that show because but the next show when my voice actually went, not all the way out, but like went, I had to tell the crowd because I want to like,
yeah, that was indie, yeah.
Dude, if they're paying to be there, I just want them to know like I'm, it's not like a feel bad for me and like just so you know, but it's more of like a, I just want to let you know I'm trying my hardest.
Yeah. No, I know, and like
I want it to be there just as bad as you do, and I want, and I'm still gonna give you a fucking hell of a show. And I,
yeah,
and I, at the next show I went even harder.
Yeah, no, never, and that's what you would always say. You were like, I'm just like, I want for everybody who's here,
yeah,
for this to be the best show that it can be.
That's what it was always about.
Yeah, the fans, like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I think so many of them came out is because it really is about them.
Yeah,
I'm just a fucking clown on stage who jumps around and shakes his ass.
Yeah, shakes a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I shake it a lot. But
yeah, well, yeah.
What are they hollering at?
Yeah, they want to see you wiggle.
Them girls, dude, that was so
great. That was so great. You were like, say that on stage. I was like, oh, I'm gonna.
Dude, oh, that's so cool. What them girls hollering at?
They want to see you wiggle. What?
Them girls want to see you wiggle. Yeah, shout out to Chicago for life.
Yeah, that was an awesome show.
Awesome show. Great. House Blues Catering again. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great crowd. The next show was Indy.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about it a little bit, but I woke up in Indianapolis. It's a pretty short drive, like 3 hours mm-hmm. from Chicago to Indy. So we got there at like 2 a.m. or something, and I just went, oh, we had an off day.
Oh, it was Caden's birthday.
Caden's birthday.
Oh, dude, we forgot the... Oh, yeah.
This is crazy, but it was Caden's birthday, and I woke up sick the day after the Chicago show.
Oh, yes.
I was like, I am fucked. Like, this is crazy, but I'm fucked. My chest, everything.
Yeah.
And
which is good we had an off day and not, like, another...
Went to CVS, got my antibiotics, started taking them right away, and then someone told me where the bus was parked.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is so bad. And you guys all went to the Cubs game, and I'm like, great. I'm getting the bus. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I had to check out of my hotel or I had to pay for another night and it was 3 more hours. So I Uber to the bus location and I get there. And the Uber driver's like, I'm not going to drive it. It's a giant semi-lot.
Yeah, yeah. Massive. But like bigger than you could imagine.
Like probably a mile long.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
No joke.
Yeah.
I was right by Soldier
just,
Field.
Just like semi after semi after semi. Like,
yep. Yeah.
Like multiple entrances. Like,
yes.
Gate A, gate B, like.
I walked around trying to find the bus for an hour and 20 minutes.
Dude, it's so tough.
With my bags with me, like my suitcase, my bag.
Yeah, your luggage, yeah.
And a giant, like, CVS bag with, like, a bunch of Gatorades and, like, pills and, like, vitamins and stuff. And my, you know how you, like, carry home, like, a crazy heavy, like, grocery bag?
Yes,
and it hurts your fingers.
And you're like, I can do it. It's just
but you
can
switch.
Yeah.
I couldn't switch.
You could switch.
So I'd have to, like, set it down for, like 30 seconds and pick it back up. I, like, would lose a bottle of Gatorade and go under the truck, and I'd be like, that's gone.
That's fine. That's the price.
I started to have a panic attack because I could not fucking... And then it was, like, somebody gave me the wrong location, and then I just walked from, like, one end to all the way to the other and then back.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was right where I had been. I had just missed it.
Yeah.
And
that was tough.
That was hell. But looking back, really funny story. It's just so like.
That was hell. Super funny now. In the moment, I was losing.
That's how life works, though, dude.
Yeah. No, it is.
The shit that, like, you're so stressed out about is, like, turns into being funny. And,
yeah.
Or being, like, a goofy thing.
If anything, just a good story.
Good story for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all was good. We went to Indianapolis. I went to sleep in my hotel at like 9, and I woke up at like 9 and just slept.
Yeah.
And I was in bad shape.
Yeah.
I was in bad shape. I was on, sorry, my vocal rest, was on vocal rest all day, and then this venue was cool too. I had opened there as well.
Indy?
Yes, and I love the Deluxe at the Old National Center. I love that venue. The stage is great. It's very random how they have a couple columns right in the middle.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
But like, still cool.
Yeah, still cool, yeah.
Still a really cool room. And the thing where I go to the back to do Wonder, there's no balcony to sit on, so I...
Where did you go?
I got up on a pillar and like hugged
the pillar.
Oh, nice,
yeah. You're like, well, these pillars are going to be here. Yeah.
That was perfect. Nice. I saw a couple of my like day one fans, my first fans ever in the back that were crying.
Man.
They were just like, this is fucking rad. Yeah, like, where we get to see this now.
Yeah.
They're going to see me at shows with like four people.
Yeah.
Three people. So they got to go to that show. And
I remember there's one show. I don't know which one, but you said, I've played here before in front of, you know, four people, and like four people cheered, and you're like, that was them. That must have been because that's how many people were here. Like, if you're
probably,
cheering, you were the only
Columbus.
People there. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I mean, there's so many venues that I played before and hadn't played in years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time at Indy, though, to be honest with you. Like, it was really a tough mental show for me.
Yeah.
But I kind of put it, Caden even told me after, he's like, dude, you like kind of went even harder with the like moves and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to make up for it somehow.
No, totally, that makes sense, yeah.
So I would fucking spin and kick and slide and just do whatever I could to give everybody the show they deserve.
Yeah.
And the crowd was great. The fans were great.
Yeah.
I that was one of the first shows where I saw like all the besties in the first row, like all the crew in the first row, which is really
that's awesome.
Also, shout out to if you've been a fan for more than like 3 years or more than 2 years, and you're not like I'm too cool for this fan, fuck that noise. These people are in the front going ham.
Yeah.
And please keep doing that. If you're never be the I'm too cool fan, stand in the back. Come be insane in the front.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also like, if you're going to be there, then be there. You know, like, be present. Like, it's not like you're here. You might as well get the most out of it. Might as well, like, be here together and, like, feel each other's energy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's once in a while that someone buys a VIP and they're just like, I'm just like, do you want, like,
yeah.
Do you want to be here? Like, you don't have to, like, scream and, like, be excited. Like, I just love. Like, if you act like you really don't want to be there, and then when I remember this girl in particular, I'm thinking of, I won't say her name, but
I know
I was
gonna,
like, do you want a picture? She's like, sure. I'm like, huh? Why'd you come?
Yeah, that is funny.
Like I said, not that you have to cry or like be really excited, but I'm always excited to see everybody. I mean, I was even excited to see her, even though she was mad to be there or something. I'm not sure why. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I remember you saying this.
What is happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say the city either. But yeah, shout out Indianapolis for sure.
Shout out Indy.
Really, really, really cool. Really cool venue. Really great staff.
Yeah.
That was the first show that Jordy and Michael Minnelli joined us on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the first show that Chloe missed. Chloe comes back. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Spoiler alert.
No, you know. I got to respond to Caden real quick. He said Salvation Army and Kailua, right? It's the one of the best thrift stores in Hawaii.
Hmm.
It's Salvation Army, but they have like crazy like Hawaiian shirts and like resort shirts that are like $5.
Nice.
From like the 80s. And
is he just there chilling?
Yeah.
Nice.
A little vacation. Yeah, so the last show that we're going to wrap on for this episode is Detroit.
Mm, yeah.
Detroit holds a lot of... I've actually headlined at this same venue, The Shelter.
Yeah.
When you heard me on the phone call earlier, it's because... talking about how are you safe in Detroit, we had a sketchy occurrence at this venue in 2019 where we got like a shirt stolen as we were loading in, and we tried to get the shirt back, and the guy said like fuck you, and then like his friends came up and they went to the strip club. He just took my shirt like out of the box.
Damn,
it was crazy. And we felt sketched out.
Yeah
But Detroit might have been the smallest show on the tour.
Yeah, I think so.
And, like, it didn't matter. They still came through.
Yeah.
Still came
and
through.
And it was cool because it was kind of a, like, the show is, it was a totally different feel to
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it felt, like, a lot more intimate in a way because it was, like, I could see everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at everybody, you know?
It also wasn't like a small venue. Like sometimes you can sneak 100 people and it looks like 1,000 in like a skinny venue.
Uh-huh.
This is the widest ass venue.
Yeah, like, yeah, really.
Ever.
Yeah.
And it's just a weird stage with like a lip on it and like
yeah.
I actually
oh my
like it.
God,
but.
Dude. I remember that venue. I could feel the bass in my gut, dude. Like I'm convinced that I was like everyone was saying that the stage was like could you feel it like underneath? Like it was like
yeah, I kind of just forget about that.
I'm sure that like the biggest sub was literally where I was standing, and there were times when it like it was like overbearing. It was
certain,
like tickle
certain notes. It
yeah,
would hit.
Yeah. I was like, oh my god, oh! Dude, my pedal was literally wobbling on the ground. I was like, this is
insane.
I was one with the music. I could feel it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I kept my tradition alive. Last time I was there, I walked off stage directly into the bathroom and took a shower. I did that again this time.
Dude, that's cool.
Love. It feels so cool to basically hear that, like, I was naked when I heard the band still playing, which honestly was cool. I was like, oh,
you're like,
still
dude, that got me going.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-da.
Yeah.
And I just, it was like, I like got undressed really
that
fast.
That's cool.
Yeah, really,
I really
cool.
thought about that. There's something that's very, like, you don't even give yourself a second for the adrenaline to fade.
Love it.
And you're already showering post-show,
ever.
But you feel like you're still in it.
Best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Green Room was really great there. That's where 8 Mile happened. That's where he had his rap battles in real life.
That's crazy.
And the table, there's like a mixing console for the table.
Yeah.
And
the
green room was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll always come back to Detroit. They always just come through.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
It was fun.
Vocal rest that day too. But yeah, great, fantastic crowd. Could you imagine if our bus didn't have a bathroom?
I was actually just about to say. I was just about to talk about the bus. Like,
wasn't that great?
Drives easily would have been, I'm not joking, twice as long. Because nobody's, we would have to stop every 2 seconds.
You'd for sure have to.
Yeah.
Like I've done most of my tours in a Sprinter or a van. You have to be like really cognizant of like how much you drink, which sucks.
Yeah, because it's like you want to hydrate and then like you want to be taking care of yourself, and then it's like if I do this I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom in an hour.
Yeah,
and guess what, we just stopped. I don't want to be the guy to be like, hey guys, do you mind if we pull over?
I don't know how Dakota lasted as long as he did. He would drive for 4 or 5 hours without stopping.
You know how he lasts?
No, he doesn't pee in a bottle up there.
Yes, he does.
No.
Are you serious?
No, he doesn't.
He told us, dude.
But I thought it was a joke.
Dude, no, I don't think it was a joke. We need to get him back in the line. I'm so positive he just went for it, dude.
I'm going to send him a voice message.
I'm actually, like, very, very confident.
Hey, bro, I'm sending you a voice message because I want to know... if you actually peed in a bottle in the front seat while you were driving, send back a voice message and let me know if you did.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure that's fact.
I hope that's a fact. That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, he said it to me and I was like, I think I thought it was a joke, and he was like, oh, I'm not kidding.
Which maybe still could be a joke.
Yeah, that's fair.
He'll tell me.
Yeah.
He'll for sure tell me.
That's so funny. But yeah, no, it's tough.
What did you like about the bus? What did you dislike about the bus?
Well,
the drives, obviously, like the at night drives. Oh, you slept great.
I slept like a baby, dude.
I know.
I know. You guys would all wake up and be like, "Oh, that was awful," and I was like, "Oh shit, yeah, for real."
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, I was like, I slept like a baby, dude. I will say, like, I
slept like a bitch.
You go like a little bitch. man, driving on that thing, like traveling on it, is such a blessing, dude.
Yeah.
Like this is I feel like I've said this so many times to people when talking about tour, but when you're in a car, even if you're not the one driving, after 4 or 5 hours, you're gonna feel, even 2 hours, you're gonna feel tired and restless and like I need to get up and stretch my legs and just like whatever. And that all just goes away on the bandwagon, because it's like you're just in a living room where there's always a small earthquake happening.
You know what I mean?
Like, and besides a small earthquake, it's like
You're chilling. You're kicking it. You're walking around. Like
playing Xbox.
You're playing Xbox. You're watching movies. You're like, you can eat food. You can go back to your bunk and just sleep. Dude, I would do that sometimes on long drives.
My favorite thing, even if I didn't sleep, was just like kind of uncomfortable sitting up. I'm going to go fucking lay down.
Dude, exactly.
In
yeah.
a twin size bed.
Yeah.
Like I would just like lay out and like just kick it and like scroll TikTok just yeah. like laying there. It was so great.
Yeah, so nice.
Yeah. That's my second tour in that and yeah, I love yeah,
it's,
it.
It's definitely a game changer.
It's a like, massive game changer.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like your home, like you're like
oh yeah.
You know, like your comfort spot. We only had to use it. We didn't even have to, but it was just more comfortable to use it as our green room for that Albuquerque show.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Why was that? Did they not have?
They had one green room and it was like up in the balcony and you had to walk through the entire crowd to get
yeah,
to the
stage.
Yeah,
it was just like it was no good.
And it was tiny and there's no bathroom.
Yeah.
And I also didn't want to like, cause then we have a bus and
yeah,
Chloe
yeah.
and Dylan didn't have anywhere. So I was like, you guys take this.
Yeah.
I'll take the bus. Cause I don't know if you know this, but I'm a really good guy.
Yeah. Oh no, dude. I knew the second I met you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would
expect it was actually
you
the first thing you told me. You said, hey, I'm Spencer. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy.
So like a guy who's committed a murder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
yeah.
am a really good
you
guy.
You got nothing to worry about with me. That's for sure.
Hey, I'm Spencer and it wasn't me.
Yeah. 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 What wasn't it? Just none of it. None of it wasn't
if me. If you find any bodies, it wasn't
anything,
me.
Anything you hear anything about me, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Me.
It was not me.
Dude, but I agree.
Yeah.
The green room in Albuquerque
yeah,
doing
it
in our
but
bus.
But it's cool. And then like, we already talked about this too, but after the show we just put the party light on. And
dude, we're the best. Like, it's the best.
Yeah.
I think those are like some of the very special moments.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I remember all of them. I'll remember them forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the next one, memories
yeah.
take over.
Yeah. And it'll completely rewrite everything. And then
rewrite history.
Yeah.
My outfits for the next tour are going to be even more fucked.
Say it again.
My outfits.
Oh, good.
They're going to be even crazier.
Yeah. I would expect nothing less.
Yeah, I gotta get started on those now.
Yeah, but the bus, dude, I love the bus. I don't even know if there's anything I didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, and this
I think it was great.
This
is
in every bathroom and any moving thing ever. Airplanes, doesn't matter how nice the plane. The bathroom just doesn't really smell great.
Yeah,
it doesn't like smell like it's not like it's like smells like sewage or anything.
And
it doesn't
go. It stays.
Oh,
in
it
the bathroom.
Stays.
Yeah, it stays. You know, it's not.
Yeah, we found some ways around it. We put some like put all this like pine
yeah
air fresheners.
Whenever there would be a new batch of those in there, I was like, oh, like yeah. we'd get like two more, and I'm like, oh, this is great today.
I was getting high. This yeah. is great for the next 20 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you like or dislike about the bus?
I love the bus. The only thing is that I can't sleep when it's moving.
Yeah.
I can kind of doze for a minute, but I just always get woken up. Wakened up. I always get woke, bro.
Woke.
I'm so
yeah, dude,
woke.
You know me. I'm always woke.
Dude, I'm always woke every single second of the day.
Yeah.
No, it's like at night when we would drive 2-3 hours after the show, I was cool.
Yeah.
Because we'd get there, we get to our destination at like 2-3 a.m. And then I was like, okay, now I can sleep till 9.
Yeah. Till whenever.
On tour, I needed 6 hours.
I always need more than 6 hours, bro.
I need at least 7 or 8 at home. Yeah. But on tour, I can get away with 6, sometimes even 5 occasionally. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Yeah, see, like, for me, it's just, it's not tough, you know? Like, I sleep like such a baby.
Yeah.
Dude, I honestly think that I got more sleep on tour than I do at home, for sure.
That's crazy.
Dude, because I would just keep sleeping.
Dude,
I'm like,
Matheson too. Matheson's sleeping more than
no,
you.
I don't know, dude. I think he has some trouble sleeping. I think that he would sleep late, because
he would go to bed at like 7 a.m.
See, like, him and I would get up at the same time. The difference is that he was in and out of sleep, and I just slept the whole time.
I was more rested on tour.
I think so, because there's nothing to wake up for.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
you have to get up at noon.
Dude, yeah, load in at noon.
Yeah.
It's great. What am I going to do before that?
Find a patch of grass to lay in.
Well, and that is what got me up.
Mine was working out. I always wanted to go to the gym and
yeah,
fucking get it,
dude. And next time I'm gonna go with you guys because I felt it, dude. No. Like post tour, I was like, oh shit, like not doing like I just didn't really move much.
What was your favorite? What was your go to snack when we stopped at like travel? Wait, what were
hot
they?
Cheetos. You know that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hot yeah. Cheetos and, like, a random beverage, too.
Yeah.
Or you get, like, random shit.
Yeah.
Hot Cheetos always.
Dude, because Because it's ridiculous. Because I want, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm ready for lunch. And then it's like, well, there's no lunch spot. So, like, what can you do at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Hot Cheetos, Chex Mix. Mm. And like, and no. There was one time I actually, for real, I think you guys had all gotten, you'd been up and yeah. you like got Starbucks or something. And then we were driving and then we stopped and then I woke up.
This is like in Boston or something. I remember this.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, dude, because we all went into that little, yeah. and usually there's like a Subway or something. There wasn't anything. And I was like, oh, I'm like so hungry. Like I haven't eaten. It's like 12 and then we're going to drive till like 5. Like, and literally my breakfast actually was Hot Cheetos, Chex Mix, and one of those Starbucks little Frappuccino things. You know what I'm talking about?
You probably felt great.
I felt awful.
For an hour.
I felt horrible. I was like, I can't believe that this is straight up my breakfast. Like,
that's so fucking good.
Dude, it was awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there's some touring stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've toured enough to know to bring like a tub of like vegan protein and a giant tub of like oatmeal. Yeah. So no matter what,
yeah.
there's nothing. I can always have protein oatmeal.
Yeah.
And I have athletic greens I can like throw in there. Yeah, I'm also a fucking weirdo, so don't trust me.
Mine was peanut butter.
Yeah, you had a whole jar. Yeah. Which is a good snack.
I would munch on that peanut
yeah,
butter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
There was one time I ate a whole can bottle. What is it called? A bottle of
like a
jar.
Jar.
I guess.
I was going to say jug. Jar. I was going to say jug.
Not the big one, but like the normal size one. I ate a whole one in one sitting.
Yeah. Shit.
Put some chocolate in there too.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
It was great, dude. It was just like Reese's pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I felt like my mind was altered when I got back. Like, because I don't really eat out a ton.
Oh, here. you're screwed for like a couple weeks.
Dude,
like,
I would like
Uber Eats.
Yeah, I would like see Subway and I was like, that's a great spot for lunch. And nothing against Subway. I love Subway, but I'm not eating Subway like 3-4 times a week. At home,
I never eat Subway in general. I only
eat on tour. You don't eat Subway?
Only on tour is the only time I eat it.
But I eat it so much.
I
on
eat
tour.
A Subway salad, so it's really bad.
Uh-huh.
Dude, Subway salad is like the best thing about Subway is that bread.
You said the best thing? Yeah.
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 That's the best thing for sure. So if I have a salad of fucking old spinach, iceberg lettuce, banana peppers, and like boiled chicken, it's horrible.
Not, yeah.
And also, like at the Subways, we would stop. Was because they didn't have like a sweet green or a nicer place. They were always in the middle of nowhere. And every time I'd be like, hey, can I have like double grilled chicken? They're like, you want two of these? And I'm like, yeah. Can you? And I was just like, it was clear that I was trying to be healthy and get a lot of protein. They just could not compute.
Do you remember that one Subway we were at? It literally took us like this lady was just like, I mean, she was just like working Subway in like the middle of nowhere, but we were there for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
And she was like on her phone, and we were like, are you? She was just taking her time,
crazy.
Which is like power to her. But I just remember being like, dude, this stop has been like an hour of just us getting Subway.
I know.
Yeah,
that's just like that's inevitable on tour sometimes.
Yeah,
it just
it was just funny. It was just like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. We'll get there an hour later.
Well, when you think you get there, and 8 hours, it always took us 12, so.
Yeah. I like that we added 2 hours for any drive. So, like, if it's a 2-hour drive, it's 4.
Yep.
But if it's 10, it's still only 12.
You know?
It doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't add the. It should be, like, 2 for every 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, yeah, for every increment, as opposed to just being, like, whatever it is, it's just 2 more.
Yeah. You get there when you get there.
Yeah.
That's what touring is. Dakota got us there safely all tour, and.
Yeah, dude, it's so fun. I'm all nostalgic for it, man.
Yeah, dude, we'll get another one cranking. I'm gonna tour literally for forever. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah,
I just like, I've never not cared more about like streams and stuff and in my life,
dude. Ever. I mean, when you're seeing it for real,
yeah,
and you're seeing the people and you're connecting with the people, it's like isn't that what this is all for?
That's like, what it is all for, and I think a lot of people lose that. Sorry, not a lot of people. The whole industry's lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's forgotten.
Yeah.
Minus like 3% of artists. Everybody's forgotten and is on the chase for streams and playlists and stuff. And that was me for most of my career. And
yeah. Because that's what you're kind of told is.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to go for.
That's the blueprint of the industry: going viral and getting. getting on playlists, whatever, those kind of things. Don't get me wrong, I do go viral every once in a while. But and my arms are tired. Yeah, but yeah, it's like the whole industry forgot. Like,
yeah.
20 years ago or 10 years ago, they were like, nah, touring's not important. I'm like, you make, first of all, like, I wouldn't, if I did this for money, I would have quit 8 years ago. But you make so much more money touring than streaming.
Yeah.
And it's not even close. And also, like, what's like what's the thing? Like, what's the dopamine you get from streams? Oh, that's a lot of streams.
You
from
can't
shows.
See it, you know? Like, you can't.
No, you can't see it and feel it and be it and hear it.
Yeah.
And smell it.
You know, if you're lucky.
That bathroom. If you're lucky enough. But yeah, it's I feel like you'd have to be so dumb. If an alien came to Earth and I was like, okay, so there's this thing called being a singer.
Yeah.
There's two things you can care about. Here's one, and I gave him or her or them.
Yeah, or them.
Streams and numbers.
Internet, you know?
Like, internet, yeah. And then I said, or you can have this, and I showed him like a 10-second video.
Yeah.
No alien would be like, I want the data.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. They would be like, this shit.
Yeah, like people connecting. Like, that's literally what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, another thing, I'll just gas you up a little bit more.
Gas it up, dude.
I guess I'm kind of a part of this because I'm a part of the band. But, like, as an artist, I've been to some shows where it's not really about the live music.
100%.
It's about, like, just sort of that person being there, you know? And, like, dude, like, you, like, do such a good job of, like, bro, like, people come to your shows and, like, you, the music is so, it feels kind of like I'm gassing myself up, but what I'm saying is that, like, you value the live music part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, not just going and singing with tracks, which there's nothing wrong with. Like, there's nothing wrong with just, like, you and a microphone.
Yeah, but I would do that with that anyway. I would just, like, if I didn't have a band or if I couldn't afford a band for some reason, I had to do just tracks or whatever, I would hire musicians to, like, record the tracks just like I do live, and I would have the same, like, bits and stuff and, like, do everything the same. It's kind of, I just approach it like, I want the crowd to be a part of the show with me.
Exactly, dude, yeah.
And I write the music to be performed live, not to be viral on TikTok or stream. I saw this comment, like, last week on one of my videos where I did Bitch, and they were like, you wrote this for TikTok. And I was like, if you could only know, like, my mind of, like, how
dude,
out of...
people... It's so easy to not know anything about anything, see one video, and be like, I don't know everything about this person's career and their mindset, like...
Yeah, I so don't care.
Yeah,
I so don't fucking care. Every time someone says something about, like, it's usually like a super, like, closeted man saying that I wear, like, feminine clothes
because
they're just, and I just say, where'd you get that, where'd you get that girl vest or whatever? And I say, like, I borrowed it from your mom's closet. I just always say your mom.
Yeah.
Just because it's like a.
Yeah, because it's like, shut up, you know.
It's like, but it's also like such a sixth grade comeback for me.
Yeah, it really
is. Your mom let me borrow it. Ask your mom.
Yeah.
I always just do that. It's so stupid.
It's good.
But I also don't care enough to, like, deal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even delete any bad comments. I just kind of leave them there. Who cares, man?
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate that. And I definitely make music for that.
Yeah, and for the people to be there and, like, and feel the music. And that's why it's so fun, like, going on tour with you and, like, playing your music is because, like, it is, because it has that, you know, genuineness to it. That it's like, that is what it's about. It is about, like, connecting through the fucking magic of music and the people gathering together. And
that's,
like,
literally what it's about.
Yeah, and so it's just so fun to be part of.
That's why some of the songs are about heartbreak, and then also at the same time, the exact same song is about, like, you can relate that heartbreak to losing a job, or in my case, the industry fucking me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, it's kind of universal in that way. So I think that, like, everybody can, what does summer camp mean to me versus you know, Jessica and St. Louis.
That's like what art is. Yeah. Is that like it doesn't have to mean this one thing. It means one thing to me for when I wrote it, but you can interpret it. You can't interpret it incorrectly because it's art, you know?
Yeah, dude. It's like the most famous paintings ever.
Yeah.
Like Starry Night. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty vague painting.
Yeah.
You can kind of like see it your own way. I mean, it's painted one way, but you kind of take it and make it your own meaning. Or that one of like...
Yeah. Scream?
The Scream, yeah. Like just that kind of stuff. Why is she screaming?
Yeah.
And what's Mona Lisa thinking?
What's going on in that head of hers, dude?
Nothing. That's a straight fucking...
yeah. Not
I saw
shit.
That painting. You should go see it.
I know. I'm going to.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's like weird to see. It's like, whoa, fuck.
Yeah.
Most famous painting ever.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Except for and you think Mona Lisa's caring about streams?
She kind of bad.
Or is she caring about how many people are coming to see her face to face?
Bro, she is... That's exactly... You're joking, but that's exactly right.
No, I know.
Because streams didn't exist in the 1400s.
Yeah, you know what mattered? You know what was real in the 1400s?
What?
This. Fucking looking at it.
He said this and looked at me with giant eyes. This.
Yeah. In my mind, it was recorded just for that.
Yeah.
Audio, you know, so they could see it. But
dude, this is the shit. You should come back on all the time.
Dude.
Come back to the balcony.
Hell yeah.
Come back next week for the oh, you're gonna be gone, aren't you?
I'm gonna be gone. But dude, when I'm back, I would love to.
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a bunch of parts of these. We were supposed to do one episode with all the shows, and we were like an hour and 15 minutes in with Jordan and Matheson, and we had done like four shows, and
yeah.
Dude, Matheson kept doing his Mike Tyson impression. I promise you, if I call him, he won't answer, but I'll still try. Because let's see here. Calling. Watch me just get fucking not answered by the best co-host.
He answers with the Mike Tyson impression.
Oh, dude, my whole life would be made.
Come on, answer.
Fifth. Dude, you gotta hear it, man. It is so good.
Dude, he is so good. He's just so fucking... I can't even say he's...
He's a goof, dude.
He's good at impressions, but he's so funny with impressions.
Hey, you know what I mean? I'll call you back. Thanks.
Yeah, do it.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, this is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson.
And this is Michael Jackson.
And with two Michaels, and we just really want to talk to our friend Matheson. Matheson.
Yeah, we want to talk to Matheson.
Shut up, Michael. I'll beat your ass. Anyway, call us back. The motherfucking heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson. Yeah, that's all I got.
Dude, that was so good.
It's really not good. You should hear his.
Dude, that was really good.
His is like shot. Like you could actually think it's Mike
the
Tyson.
The motherfucking heavy.
I don't know why Michael Jackson was also there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out the Michaels.
Shout out the Michaels for real. Yeah.
A great Michael Jordan.
Huh.
Michael. Mike Cameron, baseball player.
Yeah, there you go.
Tampa Bay Devil Rays from the early 2000s. Anyway, yeah, this has been fucking awesome.
Yeah, man.
We end this episode with two questions, kind of questions. One of them is, what is one word to describe how your day's been today and why?
One word to describe. You're going to answer too, yeah?
Yeah. I can answer first if you want.
You answer first.
I don't know what it is, but I'll come up with it. My one word to describe today is... a struggle, but it sounds so bad. I'm trying to think.
Is that one word? A struggle?
No, just struggle. Struggle.
Okay.
Not necessarily bad. It's just been. We were talking a little bit earlier about just like reacclimating to Los Angeles and life without touring. And I worked on this album for 2 years.
Yeah, dude.
I went on the biggest tour of my life, and then I distracted myself with traveling and like stuff, and I got back. And I'm just trying to figure out my footing. Yeah. And I got some really exciting stuff coming that we have just been finishing up.
Hell yeah.
But still, I'm just still trying to find my footing a little bit. And I've been writing a little bit. Yeah, I might have, may or may not have written the best song I've ever written
last week. Hell yeah, baby.
Just saying. Just saying. But mine's struggle, and it's just, yeah, not necessarily negative.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that.
What's yours?
Mine, I'm just taking a different, mine is hopping. I'm hopping around today. Hopping. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like with an apostrophe, with no G, hopping, you know? Like bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's hopping? Brand new bunny just popped in.
Word, yeah.
Just locked
but, in. But, just popping around, I need to get a new place because.
A new house?
Yeah, my, yeah.
Is your lease up?
Oh, I'm going to go, I'm going to be going month to month, but I can't sign another year lease because of weird, I just can't.
You're going to go somewhere else?
Yeah, so I was at a house viewing today, right before I came here.
A house?
Yeah. Well, not a house, but a.
Apartment.
Yeah.
Condo.
Yeah, and so I was like, hopping from there, and I was like, oh, this is new. And then you're like, want to come do this podcast? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, lost my virginity today with the podcast. Oh,
dude, it was.
So then that's new, and then,
how,
you know,
was it for you? Was it as good for you as, dude, it was for me?
It was good. It was good for me. Yeah, you know, obviously, it'll be better the next time. You know, like, the first time is always.
Yeah, yeah, you learn.
Yeah, yeah, now we know what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, and I promise it'll be longer next time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What area was the place that you checked out in?
Frogtown.
Where?
You know Frogtown?
No.
Elysian Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Frogtown. I don't know. It's all.
You're in K-Town now?
I'm in K-Town now, yeah.
I'm keeping the Studio City dream alive and well.
Yeah, dude, I.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, you know what? I'll say, I can admit to this. I can't say I didn't not fuck with this part of town, but I can't
it.
Say that I did fuck with it.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And I'm like, it's fucking lit up here, dude.
It's so lit, dude, because it's so. I'm being serious.
Yeah, like, dude, it's actually so lit.
It's actually kind of fucking lit. So if you're being serious with me, because it's 10 minutes from Hollywood, from West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right over the hill. It's 10 minutes from Hollywood, right down the highway. And this part in particular, these bars and restaurants,
and coffee
shops.
It's popping up here. Like, it's not just close to things. It's popping up here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you.
When you're popping, you can live in popping places, and I am.
Yeah.
What's hopping?
Yeah, yeah.
Brand new bitch just glockton.
Glockton, yeah.
You know.
but yeah. So, my word is hopping. Your word is struggle.
Yeah, and honestly, that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on, Micah.
Thanks for having me, dude. This was such a little treat.
Yeah, and we'll keep doing it, dude. I mean,
yeah, no, really. When I'm back, I'm gonna be gone for like 2 weeks.
When's lunch is back. I know we took a hiatus, but we're back and strong, and we're really milking this tour for these episodes. We're gonna keep going.
Oh yeah. Next episode's gonna be just about one show.
We can do that,
dude. We easily can do that.
We definitely could.
Yeah.
But the last question is. There's no hesitation on this. This ends the episode.
It has to be a gut reaction.
Has to be a gut reaction.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. When's lunch?
Right now.
Lunch is right now, baby.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo! When's lunch?
When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh, no.